You're listening to the Sunday podcast brought to you by LifeTeen.com, a reflection on the upcoming Sunday Catholic Mass readings. And now your host, the Bible geek, Mark Hart.
Well, it's great to be with you again, my family. Last week was a special feast, and this one is another special feast. This week, we're taking a look at the baptism of the Lord. We have the Epiphany with the Magi. We have the baptism of the Lord, and then we're going to basically skip ahead 30 years between the two. So that makes perfect sense. Our first reading comes from Isaiah chapter 55, verses 1 through 11. Our psalm response from Psalm 12. Our second reading from 1 John chapter 5, verses 1 through 9. And our gospel from St. Mark, chapter 1, verses 7 through 11, a more power-packed, action-packed, imagery-filled five verses in Scripture you might never find, my brothers and sisters. The baptism of the Lord. Now, why would we stop and celebrate this as its own feast day? You know, for a lot of us, we get baptized as children, and for a lot of us, baptism might not mean a whole lot on a daily basis. We might pause to reflect on it when we go to other people's baptisms. We might reflect on it, hopefully, during the Creed, during the Confiteor at Mass, during the renouncement of our sins, when we renew our baptismal vows, which we will do. Even when you put your hands in the holy water or in the baptismal font, you might stop and think to yourself about your baptism. But for most of us, we don't. It becomes sort of a reaction, a ritualistic reaction. And that's really too bad, because baptism is really more than just being washed away, having our sins washed away. It's really a lot deeper than that. Not only theologically, but it's a deeper, intimate encounter of God, in which God doesn't just clean us, God remakes us, that he breaks us and remakes us in his own image, and that he really claims us as his son or as his daughter. But it's always about intimacy, it's always about encounter, and it's always about invitation, an invitation to testify to him and about him, an invitation to encounter him and to know him more deeply. In this first reading, the invitation's there. It's in the very, very first line. Thus says the Lord, all you who are thirsty, come to the water. You see, the invitation is to all of us, who are thirsty. And he's saying, look, if you're thirsty, if you're ready for change, if you're ready to be better, if you're ready to be holier, if you're ready to be filled with joy and truth and life, then come. If you're thirsty for me, then come to me. And again, we're reminded in the middle of this beautiful reading, seek the Lord while he may be found, call him while he is near. And he goes on to talk, and there are again these famous lines from Isaiah, for your thoughts are not my thoughts, your ways are not my ways, as high as the heavens are above the earth, are as high as my ways and thoughts are above yours. And then just as the heavens and the rain and snow come down and do not return until they've watered the earth, so shall my word go forth and shall not return to me void. And this beautiful imagery that God reminds us that, you know, you have the rains and the snow from the heavens, and they're gently falling. They're not just suspended in the heavens and sitting there. They're gently falling to earth. To us, to draw us back to him, that this is God bringing his love and his word down to us gently, that we would encounter it and be drawn back up into the heaven, be drawn back up into him. And this is beautiful imagery of nature, but it's so much deeper than that, because that the way that gentleness falls, again, we're thirsty and he supplies the water. We're thirsty and he gives us what we need, but he gives us what we need in a way that brings us back to him. In this gospel reading, and again, it's a famous reading, and I said at the beginning, you're not going to find more powerful imagery than this in the gospels. I mean, if you just hear this reading and you really put yourself into it, maybe try Lectio Divina. If you want to learn how Lectio Divina, go to the Life Team website and you can look it up on the Bible Geek page. But how to do the art of sacred reading of sacred scripture, this is one of those passages you should really put yourself into. What did it sound like? What did it look like when the heavens were torn open? What did it look like when the Spirit, the dove, descended upon him? What did it sound like when a voice came from heaven? What did God's voice sound like? When you hear these words in the gospel, you are my beloved son. This is more than just God speaking of Jesus and revealing his identity, although that is the primary function of this, that God is revealing his identity in Jesus Christ for the whole world. He's revealing it once again. And you have this beautiful image of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit, all there in this moment of revelation, this moment of identity. But it's even more than that. This is God saying through baptism, through our baptism, you are my beloved son. You are my beloved daughter. And in you, I am pleased. Do we really believe that? Do you really believe that God is pleased in you? Do you believe that God loves you that intimately, like a father to a son, like a father to a daughter? Do you believe that? Because that truly and truthfully is what's happening in that recreation that you experience and I experience in baptism. And baptism isn't just about that washing away of sin. It's more than that. It's more than that. It's more than this divine adoption. It's God saying, I'm going to give you all of myself, all of my life, and withhold nothing from you because you're my child. In this second reading, in 1 John, it's really, really important reminder. It says, everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is begotten by God. Okay, and this isn't just meaning if you believe mentally, but if you believe, then you're going to be baptized, then you're going to be one with Christ. But it goes on to say, not by water alone, but by water and blood. The Spirit is the one that testifies, and the Spirit is truth. Okay, testimony, the way we offer witness, the way that we share truth, the way that we acknowledge truth. And what it's reminding us again is that, you know, just being baptized, a lot of people kind of want to be baptized. Like, I want to be part of the family. I want to be able to say I'm a Christian, but they don't necessarily want the blood that comes with it. They want the water to be included in the family, but not the blood, which means suffering. Or some other people want the blood, which is means forgiveness of their sins, but they don't really want the water of baptism, which means change, having a change in their life. But you see, we need the water and the blood. We need both to be part of the family. Okay, that's where the Spirit testifies, is that it's not just about being included but not having to change. It's not just about being forgiven but not having to change. Is that this means, baptism means being remade, recreated, transformed by God. And this reminds us once again that you are not just an animal and you are not just, you know, clay in the hands of a potter. You're more than that. And you're more than just creation, that you are son and you are daughter. And that God wants to have that kind of an intimate relationship with us. Brothers and sisters, this is a tremendous opportunity this week to thank God that he loves us that much, that he wants to know us on that level. More importantly, that he wants us to know him on that level. May you celebrate your baptism this week. May you enter into these readings fully. And may you never doubt just how intimately God loves you. May God bless you this week.
This podcast is brought to you by your friends at lifeteen.com.